Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. It's the pretty normal Monday crowd here today. Seeing chicken just flying out of the kitchen today. It's not literally. It's a little late for that. If we saw that, that'd be an interesting dinner. The one word I couldn't use to describe the movement of food is what I used to start the show. Anyway, I'm Ian Wendt, happy to be with you on the ACL Access Show. Here today we got Josh Mitchell back in our cave studio, Stacy Mitchell cracking up a couple seats away. We're going to talk plenty of sports today. We're going to talk men's tennis, NCAA softball, and then we're going to talk some club baseball here on the show today. This is the place to be to watch all of your sports. TVs everywhere, all different sorts of seating. You got tabletop lows, high tops, bar seating, things like that. There's some more chicken moving out of the kitchen on a plate. Boneless chicken special today. Bone-in chicken tomorrow. Sirloin steak Wednesday. Chicken chunks on Thursday. Do not forget their weekday lunch specials. To me, it's the best deal around. $6.99 for an entree, a side, and a drink. $6.99. Don't forget their happy hours from 3 until 6 and then 9 until close. We are going to begin our show today talking some men's tennis with Michael Mascarin, who is a sophomore from my alma mater, no, not Adrian College, from St. Clair, Michigan. So we welcome you into the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Just had a nice moment, a connection moment, like just how close geographically we could have been if I were a few years younger.
Right.
But you recently earned a pretty nice honor from the MIAA and the Men's Tennis Athlete of the Week. We'll get to that kind of stuff in a second. But your team, in terms of conference play this season, has been pretty much like you would hope, I'm assuming.
It's going really well right now. We've had two of the easier matches so far coming into the conference, though, against Olivet and then Albion. It's definitely going to get tougher. Like this Saturday, we have a match against Calvin, which is definitely going to be a lot harder for the team. But our team's pretty solid. I think they can pull that one off too.
And being a sophomore on the team it's not a big roster. It's not like a track and field roster.
Right.
Would you say you're more of a young team or an older team?
Definitely a young team. We have two guys leaving this next year that are graduating. That's Brandon and Sebastian. But we have a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores, so I think we'll still have a strong team like coming in next year, especially with like the recruits we have also coming in next year. I think it'll definitely be a younger team.
And, you know, all the things I know about your alma mater, very good tennis program. I don't know if the same coaching staff is still there, but you know, there are sports that schools are known for, and you know, and I think St. Clair has pretty good pride in that tennis program.
Oh yeah, they 100%. The coaches I had were there for I think 30 years, and even the tennis team, they went to states 25 years in a row, and I was thankfully while I was there, that was my fourth year. And then I'm not sure what happened after. I haven't checked in on the team recently. But, yeah, when I was there and when my siblings were there, it was really good tennis.
I know how I found Adrian College from there. How did you learn about the Bulldog tennis team?
The coach reached out to me while I was in my senior year. And I think it was just the best fit for me. It was close to home or close enough. And it was a really good tennis program that I wanted to be a part of. So. Yeah.
Your coach here at Adrian, whose name is escaping me, this is their second year? Were you part of the first recruiting class?
No, not with this coach, no.
Okay. How many are in your sophomore class?
My sophomore class, I think I have four players with us in my sophomore class, and then I think we have three freshmen right now.
Okay. That's, you know, you play six sets of singles and three doubles, so that's a big part of the roster.
Right, right.
Are you going up against athletes in the MIAA maybe in particular that, like, all right, I got the senior,
That's,
is that how it's worked out so far this year?
Yeah, so far I think most teams are putting seniors at their number one single spot, so it's forced me to play against a lot of seniors. I know the Calvin team, they are starting also a sophomore, I think. I think he's a transfer to their school. So it's honestly a good mix of players and seniors that I'm getting to go against. But I've seen, like, a lot of experience from the seniors that I've played against so far.
So talking with Michael Mascaren with the tennis team, I don't know, maybe I haven't met your coach. That's why it's not familiar to me. Coach Kyle, I don't know if you call him Kyle or Coach Haynes.
Yep.
How much coaching do you want or do you get during any given tennis match, like when it's happening? I don't know if there are rules or things like that.
Yeah, we can talk to our coach as many times as we want during the match. It can be, like, even during the middle of a game, he can come over and say something to us. But he's been a real big help to us, and he's a new coach. He was on the team, I think, just a few years ago. I think he graduated 2019, maybe.
Website says 20, so yeah,
2020,
close.
Yeah. He's pretty young. He definitely knows a lot about our conference, and I think that's helped us go into a lot of different matches. But his coaching has definitely helped a lot, yeah.
Talking men's tennis with Michael Mascaren with the Adrian College tennis team. You were MIAA Men's Tennis Athlete of the Week. I know that's, like, just a thing that happens during your season, right? You're not focused on that.
Yeah,
but
no.
It's kind of nice to get that honor being just a sophomore.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, actually. I just learned about that right before I walked in here.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I saw it, like, come across my feed, so that was pretty cool. All my friends were reposting it, and so that was pretty cool to see. But I definitely wasn't looking for that, like, when I was playing matches and stuff, but I'm not sure what it takes to, like, get that honors, but it's pretty cool to have it for sure.
And now you have a target on your back, right?
Yeah,
maybe your next match
so.
Are like, the league liked him.
Yeah.
We're going after
him. Right. Yeah, I'm hoping not. That, I mean, it could be nice to have a target on my back, so I'm having the best players want to play good against me, so that'll, like, help me play a lot better. So that could definitely help.
So your season record for individual, you're 7-5, including 6-4 record as the number one singles, 1-1 in the number two spot. Obviously, you're 2-0 in the league, so there was some, I'm going to assume, tougher competition. Did you guys get to travel at all for spring break?
For spring break, we went down to Florida. We played a bunch of good teams down there. I think majority of the teams had a higher, like, on paper, their status was better than us, but I think we competed, like, the best we could have against those teams, and we pulled off some really good wins down there. I think the team was pretty happy with how we did. Everybody got a good amount of wins for the team, and it definitely helped us improve our record.
So I'm going to go from sunny Florida to whatever we have in Michigan. Just playing an outdoor sport that's reliant on so many things. Mm-hmm. How much do you think about the weather? Because it's not a climate-controlled environment.
Yeah.
Or if you think about the weather, it kind of messes with your game.
Oh, it's definitely a big part of the game.
Okay.
Because if you're playing in the wind is, like, probably the worst thing. And the ball just moves so much, especially back and forth coming across the net. Like, one side, you're going to have to change your game compared to the other side. And
okay.
It's definitely a big, like, curve when it comes to playing outside. I love playing indoors personally because you don't have to deal with any of that. But even, like, throwing the ball into the sun when it's out there, it's hard to see, which also is really hard to play with. But it's nice playing, like, later matches so you don't have to deal with the sun in your eyes. But the wind so far has always been a factor playing in our matches this season.
And maybe you dealt with wind in Florida, but a 75 in breeze is different than
definitely,
a 45 in breeze.
Absolutely, definitely different.
All right, so let's take a deeper dive. You are 3-1 in doubles. I'm just going to say his first name is Luca.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to butcher his last name on the air. Then you've had some time with number two doubles with Luke Holowinski.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to try it. Coutinho? Is that how you say it? Coutinho. Okay.
Yep.
Close enough. So you mix it up with your doubles group?
Well, I would have kept playing with Luca, actually, but during, I think it was our Hope Invitational Tournament, he sprained his ankle. So he's yeah, he's out. He had to get surgery actually.
Whoa.
Just a month ago, and he's doing better now, but obviously he can't play for the rest of the season. So that's why we switched that one up. But yeah.
Did you do the switch because Luca and Luke are so close to each other?
They actually they are pretty close to each other, but it's been nice playing with Luke. He's a lefty, so he brings a lot of different things to doubles. So it actually helps my game too because I think like the tougher competition, they don't want to see like a lefty playing against them, and honestly, I don't either. Playing against a solid lefty player is really tough.
Because in your mind,
it's
hitting to
their
backhand is their forehand, and the spin is different, like a left-footed punter.
Yeah, right. Like playing against a righty, I would definitely take over playing a lefty any day.
So the question, when you said he's a lefty, that popped in my head, when you're playing doubles with somebody and you're right-handed, would you rather be on the left side as the righty or the right side as the righty?
Personally, Luke and I, we do the lefty on the left side and the righty on the right side because we enjoy having like our forehands, our stronger strokes on the outside.
Okay.
And then any backhand on the inside because both of our backhands are pretty solid. We can both keep it in the court. So, I mean, having the forehand on the outside is definitely helping with attacking, like going at the net person for sure.
Okay.
But, especially with serving as well because he can serve. Well, it doesn't really matter when it comes to serving because we switch sides, but even him serving on the ad side helps us a lot because his spin goes off the court, and on the do side, mine will go off the court as well.
It's just more for your opponent to think about.
Right? Exactly.
Luca lefty too, or was he a
Luca was a righty, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, hopefully he can come back and
for sure.
You know,
for sure.
When you said something with the ankle, I just, you know, I don't play tennis. Obviously wouldn't be very good at it because I don't have lateral quickness. But that puts a lot of pressure on your foot and your ankle and, you know, maybe up to the knee too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
definitely
a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, I definitely don't have the best ankles. But so far, like in my college season, I've been safe with not spraining my ankles. But all through high school, I had like multiple sprained ankles through the season just from like rolling it, playing a match, or even like walking down the stairs, honestly. But my ankles are pretty weak, definitely from like moving side to side my whole life playing tennis. Yeah.
That's interesting. And you can't, I mean, you can't work out your ankle. Like you got your calf.
Yeah, no, it's pretty hard. I haven't found a way yet, but I would definitely look into
it. If there was a way, you would have done it, right?
Exactly.
To protect that. All right, so you are 4-0 in conference play this season. You beat your Comet from Olivet 6-2 and 6-1, then a sweep over Albion 6-0 and 6-0 in that one. And I'm assuming you played against their number ones on those two?
Yep.
Okay, and you mentioned, like, okay, maybe this was a team we were supposed to beat and do pretty well against. Okay, that's a lot easier said than done, right?
Yeah, so, no, definitely. It took a lot more effort than, I mean, word of mouth, but we were all fighting for sure. Like, the whole team, they all had tough matches in both events. I think Albion definitely was a little more chippy for us. A lot going on, like a lot of passion on the court, you could definitely tell.
Yeah.
So it was definitely closer with Albion. So the score definitely does not show, but we had some tough matches for sure.
Was that on the road, or was that here?
Yeah, they were both on the road.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Well, that makes
sense. No. Olivet was not on the road.
Olivet
was here, yeah.
It's always tough to go on the road.
Right.
Especially at the rival, right?
Yeah. In between as well, on, I think it was Thursday, we had a match against Spring Arbor, which had to get rescheduled. It was supposed to be on Friday, but we played them the day after we played Olivet, which wasn't a conference match, but we put up a good fight against them as well.
Okay. Talking with Michael Mascarin with the men's tennis team at Adrian College. The team put together a good record. 8-4 this year, 2-0 in conference play. You have five more left in the league. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be tough, you know, especially with them seeing your record. Like, okay, we got to get it done. Do you guys talk about your objectives, your goals for the season outwardly? You're like, hey, we want to be top three in the MIAA.
Yeah,
or is there a postseason with men's tennis? Is it a something like that?
Not really much of a postseason, but we definitely have goals like coming through the season. We definitely want to make it to the conference tournament, which I'm not sure how they have done in the past because I haven't been here. I'm a transfer. But, that would be awesome to make it to the conference tournament. I know for sure they didn't make it last year, and it's only the top four teams in the conference, I'm sure. And, it would be really cool to make it, especially with the seniors because – Brandon, the number two singles. We've known each other since we were younger, playing tournaments together and stuff. So it would be really cool to, like, make it there with him.
Sure. Yeah. I have to ask you, you said the T word and transfer. Yeah. Do you mind talking about where you came from?
Well, last year I didn't really play much tennis. Okay. I was at Boise State University. I was just out there, like, exploring and stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to come back home and play tennis because I love playing tennis. I've always had a passion for it, and I, like, miss the team aspect of it. Yeah.
So from Boise State, well, from St. Clair to Boise State.
Yeah.
To Adrian.
Yep.
That's a cool story.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have your next contest coming up on Saturday. You're home. Should be a good one with Calvin University. That's 11 o'clock in the morning. I haven't looked at the weather that far ahead, but we'll see, right?
Hopefully we'll be able to play that match. The weather, it looks like it's going to rain, but, I don't think they have indoor courts over at Calvin, so we would definitely have to, like, play inside, but we're not. I hope that match goes down. It would be a really good one if it does, for sure.
That's the thing about spring sports, right? You get all amped up and ready. You're leading up to it, and it's raining.
Yeah,
You know, it's too windy or too cold. So you always got to be on your toes, as a tennis player should.
Right.
Michael, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks
for doing the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And once again, talking men's tennis over at Adrian College. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some NCAA softball. Coming up next, later in the show, club baseball. Live from Frickers and Adrian, this is the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Fricker's three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Fricker's three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Fricker's three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Fricker's has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. Ian Wentz with Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios, talking with Bulldog athletes today. We talk some men's tennis. We will talk club baseball later on in the show. Right now, we're going to talk some NCAA softball. The team with, in my opinion, the highest expectations that are put on them by their coach. Your coach, Coach Fox, is so high on this team, and we are going to talk with a senior catcher from Clinton Township, Michigan, Maggie Levier. Maggie, thanks for getting on the show and talking to me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, here we go. You have, looking at some stats, you've started 17 of 18 games this season. I don't know that that's very common because catchers...
Yeah.
You know, like you're doing a lot of the nitty-gritty, putting all that stress on your knees and legs, but 17 of 18 starts, and I think I know another reason why you're in the lineup, your batting average. But how would you assess, number one, your start to the season and how the team's doing so far?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. Personally, I just want to help my team out as best as I can, being in the middle of the pack, you kind of have opportunities to drive girls in, and that's how you're going to win ball games. Our pitchers keep us in the game, and in order to put runs on the board, you need your middle of the pack to drive the top of the order and the bottom of the order in. So that's just what I try to do every day.
With the catching position and the evolution of diamond sports, baseball and softball, Do you have pitch comms for your team? Does coach call out the pitch, or it's old school? You still call the game?
It's old school. So I'll get a sign from my pitching coach, but I'll just put numbers down. A couple teams that I've seen have pitch comm. Always wanted it, but I don't think we're gonna get it anytime soon.
We'll put it on the list.
Yeah.
Just do some fundraising, and voila, it'll show up.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what you did probably in high school, right? It was the old school.
And yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just, it's just our fingers. Some teams have wristbands, but we just get it from the coach and relay it back to our pitcher.
You have really, I'm going to say a two-horse kind of starting rotation with Abby and Macy.
Yeah.
Throwing most of the innings.
Mm-hmm.
Your chemistry has to be good with them.
Yeah.
You know, not just, all right, I'm doing well catching for her, and the other one we just don't really mesh.
Yeah.
You have to feel like you're both on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page all the time. I think us three being seniors, we've really grown up together, and we've grown into the battery that we always are. Even if Macy's on the mound, if Abby's on the mound, if anyone's on the mound, like, I have their backs every single day, and I really enjoy being able to catch them and have their backs and lead them to the success that they need and they can have.
Being a senior on the team, you've experienced all of the new coaching staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Fox comes over, and you know, she's got high expectations for your team. And I know she hasn't been here all four of your seasons. This being her year three, so you know, you're someone that stuck with her and your would have been your sophomore season. And do you kind of like the expectations put on your team, you know, from your coach?
Yeah, I think we need that. I think we thrive off of that. We know what Coach Fox and Coach Hannah expect, and we want to deliver that as best as we can, whether that's lifts, conditioning, practice, games. Like, we want to put our best out there every single day, and I think we really do a good job of that. And if we don't, like, if we're down one day, we really can pick it up, and our coaches have our back. Like, we're not going to have it every single day, but they're going to make sure we bring everything that we do have that day.
You as a team are bringing a lot back, or have brought a lot back. I should say you're, you know, pretty good way into your season.
Mm-hmm.
You brought a lot back. You did lose quite a bit at shortstop,
yeah.
You know, with Carson going on to, is it med school or law school?
Law school.
Law school.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you got to find a way to get that production. And, you know, you were able to use spring break, I hope, and some of these practices to tweak the lineup and figure out where all the pieces should be. Do you think your team is close with that? Got that figured out?
Yeah, Carson Begelman was obviously a huge role for us last year, and I think a lot of our offense came from that. But I think this year we're more fluent top-down. From 1 to 9, we can score runs. It's not just our leadoff hitter getting on and we scoring her. I think from 1 through 9, we get on and we score, and I think that's the difference this year, is it's more spread out. It's not just one person. We're doing it as a team this year, and we did it as a team last year too, but we really depended on Carson Begelman last year, whereas this year I think we're really depending on each other rather than just that one person.
Talking NCAA softball at Adrian College with Maggie Levier, one of the catchers for this team and not the most senior catcher, in fact, on the roster. Haley DeChalk back for year six. With the program. And does she share catching duties with you, or is she like a designated player? What's kind of her role, or how do you two work together as the battery behind the plate?
Yeah, so me and Haley have always worked together since I've been here. In the beginning of the year, she played one game, I played another. We always do doubleheaders, so like we went back and forth between catching. But recently she took on a new role. She's playing second base, and she's killing it there.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yeah, she's been killing it at second base. She really stepped up and delivered and is being a good second baseman. So I've been taking on two games. She's over there at second base, and I love seeing her at second base. Yeah, she kills it out there.
Well, it's got to be weird when she's covering the bag and someone's trying to steal or things like that, and you're like, you shouldn't be there.
Yeah, wait, you know, Haley, you're there.
Yeah, you should have pads on. And,
yeah.
Well, that's very, very cool. And so it's kind of on you. I mean, it's hard to catch doubleheaders.
Yeah.
And you're just going with the flow.
Yeah, there's just no other option. You just got to go out there and do it. If your coaches tell you to do it, you just got to make it work. You got to make it happen.
Your numbers this season, quite impressive. At the plate, not behind the plate, where your defense is. 383 average this season, 23 hits, 8 doubles, a triple, and 4 home runs. You kind of chuckled at the triple.
Yeah.
Was it you know, when pigs fly kind of thing,
well,
and they flew that game?
I think the right fielder might have fell down, and I might have legged out a triple.
And it was a generous scoring on the play, like it should have been a double. And
slipped and fell.
All right. But the 4 home runs, those are there's a fence there to measure that. You know, if the fence didn't fall down and let the ball go over. Is that I don't have your career stats, but that's a good output in terms of home runs. I don't know that your team really offered that kind of power last year.
No, I haven't hit many home runs. I think I had one before this year. So being able to bring that power into the lineup and help my team with a home run, which I've never really been able to do before, it's been huge. I really worked hard at it, and I got stronger to be able to do that. So I'm glad that as of right now, it's happening, and I hope to continue to hit some home runs.
That's right. Well, and the RBIs come along with it. You lead the team in RBIs with 22, so without having the box score in front of me, I'm assuming you're in that 3-4-5 middle of the lineup?
Yeah, I'm three-hitter, yeah.
Get you someone that can do it all. Clean up, number three-hitter, mm-hmm. catcher. Oh, there we go. We got your career stats. You had one home run prior to this season.
Yeah.
My goodness. But I know your coaching staff knew you could do it. Mm-hmm. Your team this year, 12-6 mm-hmm. on the year. You begin conference play this weekend. Those are the games that, quote-unquote, matter.
Yeah.
It's nice to get wins, but it's almost more important to get done like we talked about. Know your lineup. You know how each other plays, mm-hmm. what things are going to happen during a game that, okay, we practiced this.
Yeah.
And we're ready to go. Coach Fox, I think, has said, like, hey, we left some wins on the table. Learning how to win, right, is important, too. You mm-hmm. can have the talent. If you don't learn how to win, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
12-6, good record. Chance to make it better in the MIAA. Mm-hmm. You were picked to finish third in the preseason poll. You'd like to get, obviously, in the top four and make it back to the MIAA tournament and give yourself a shot at the NCAAs.
Yeah, that's just kind of the standard now. The last 2 years we've been able to make conference tournaments, so we expect us to get there, and we expect us to get past now. We can get to the conference tournament. We just have to figure out how to win it and go farther into maybe a regional or even farther than that.
Just judging on the last couple of seasons, I know Tryon has been the host. They've been the one. And then it's, it's the Calvin and Alma.
Yeah.
Kind of. And then us.
And then Hope's in there, too.
Hope has been in the mix.
Yeah.
So you'd like to get, obviously you want to win.
Yeah.
You know, if you end up winning the league, that'd be great, regular season. But you want to avoid playing the one till as late as you can.
Yeah.
So getting out of that four spot is important.
Huge.
And I know that's kind of been the hindrance the last couple of seasons is
you
play well, come up to short, in that little conference tournament. So.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to put more wins together. I think in conference, we always start off hot, and we always start off hot. And I think this year, if we start off hot, we need to stay hot. And I think we do have the lineup to do that. We have the defense to do that. We have the pitching to do it. I think we have more depth in pitching than we ever have. We have a freshman who's been really good. She looks really good, and I really hope that she can help our pitching staff go farther, and I think we have the offense to do that. We have the offense 1-9 to put on runs on the board. We just need our pitching. We need to help our pitching staff against the Tryon games. We always lose 1-0. We always lose 2-1. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out how to put more runs on the board to beat a team like Tryon, who always goes far in the tournament. We always do good against Calvin. We always beat Calvin, but we need to beat him when it matters in the tournament. I think this year we have the talent to do it, and we have the pitching, we have the defense, we have the hitting to really make something happen and do something with it.
And, you know, when that kind of talk happens, you're ready for that, but you need to guard against a letdown, right? You mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to look and you're like, oh, we could have been the 3 seed if only we hadn't lost to fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Right? So taking care of some of these games has to be a goal of the team, too.
Yeah, we play Calvin on Saturday, so we want to come off hot. We have Calvin, Tryon, Alma, back-to-back-to-back. So I think having that back-to-back, I think it honestly helps us. It helps us get that mentality, be like, show up today, show up the next day, show up the next day, because this is the biggest, the toughest competition. Yeah, toughest competition we'll see. So let's beat them now so we can beat them later as well in the tournament.
That's right. Talking NCAA softball with senior catcher Maggie Levier right here on the ACL Access Show. You do have a doubleheader with Franklin College tomorrow, scheduled for 3 o'clock. That's home.
Mm-hmm.
So right there on the campus.
Yeah.
Construction, I think, is slowing down a little bit.
Slow down a little
there,
bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So not so much dust. And you can go out and enjoy a doubleheader softball Then you do play Calvin at Calvin Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll knock on wood for the weather to cooperate. Yeah. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal was before the interview. I thought I'd have to carry the load. That was not the case. Maggie, nice to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll have a few Adrian softball games on the schedule, so this won't be the last you see of the Cave, and best of luck as we begin conference play this weekend.
All right, thank you very much.
Now, once again, that was Maggie Levier with the NCAA softball team right here on the AC All Access Show. Bulldogs play at home. All of these are, of course, weather permitting. Franklin College tomorrow, starting at 3 at the Adrian College softball field. They begin conference play at Calvin Saturday at 1 p.m. Go to adrianbulldogs.com for all athletic information. With that, we are going to take a break, and on the other side of it, we'll talk some club baseball. I have the crew here ready to go. We're going to have two Bulldogs, and me makes three right here on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing or keep it all for yourself. No judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Start your weekend with baseball Friday at 4. Saturday, watch men's and women's tennis at noon and club baseball at 1 with club softball Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Craving something freaking awesome? Indulge in a delicious three-for-all. That's your choice of two sliders, crispy golden Brew City fries, and boneless freaking chicken wings, all for just $12.99. Perfect for sharing, or keep it all for yourself, no judgment. Enjoy a personal pitcher of ice-cold domestic draft for only $6.99. Enjoy all the games, Frickers three-for-all, and an ice-cold pitcher of domestic draft. Your neighborhood home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers has it all. Dine in, carry out, or order online at frickers.com today.
To the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, with Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios. I'm Ian Wentz here at Frickers in Adrian, where kids eat free all day, every day. Quite a few kiddos in here, parents taking advantage. It's good food. It's a good time. Great wait staff. Real good food. Oh, I have some pretzel bites waiting for me after the show.
Maybe.
Thanks, Stacy. Maybe. Today it's the boneless chicken special. Bone-in chicken's turn is tomorrow. Got the sirloin steak on Wednesday, and then Thursday's the chicken chunks. You have your weekday specials from 11 till 2. That's open until 2. Let's see, you have 48-ounce personal pitchers for $6.99. The 3-for-all is still double points if you are a rewards member with Frickers. So with all of that, we're going to turn our attention to the diamond once more. We're going to go with the Adrian College Club baseball team, as we have a junior and a senior along with me. We have Brock Hudick and Joe Postma with the club baseball squad at Adrian College. Brock is a junior from Berkey, Ohio. Joe is a senior from St. Clair, Michigan. That's two St. Clair Saints in one show. I felt bad for Brock because Joe and I were reminiscing. You know, I'm going, hey, do you remember this coach? He's like, no. Okay, cool. I get it. A little older than you. But, well, I talked with Joe off air, so we're going to start with Brock. Junior from Berkey, Ohio. Not incredibly far away to come up here and play baseball. So what brought you to Adrian College? Were you here all 3 years, or did you transfer in from somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I came for all 3 years. It was just close, so, and I can play baseball.
Okay, very cool. What, I know I have all the information here, but I want to give the listeners a chance for you to say, you know, what positions do you play with this very successful baseball team?
So I play center field, and sometimes I'm a closer, depends on who we play.
Okay. So just the trajectory is different.
Yeah.
You know, like from the center field, you know, up a little higher and
yeah,
bring it to the mound, and it's...
Yeah, I tend to miss high a lot.
Yeah. is that kind of the way this team operates? I know we're adding another club team,
yeah,
for lack of a better word. So do you have guys that can play multiple positions and, you know, like, hey, we'll bring your center fielder in to close, and I know the NCAA team has the third baseman comes in and pitches sometimes. Is that pretty standard?
Sometimes. Last game, our first baseman played right field, and our second baseman can play outfield. So, we can all play different positions. It's just who fits best.
Okay. Let's see. You have a 379 average in 20 games. We'll take that. Just looks like a lot of runs put up by this team. Mainly, let's see, we got a Western Michigan win where you put up double-digit runs in all three games. The thing that I really need to learn about with all these different sports on campus, okay, are you in a league and who is in it? You know, are there teams that people listening would know about? So who is in your league, or do you just have a region for your team?
Yeah, so we're in a D1 conference, so we play MSU, Eastern, Western,
U of M.
Okay.
Notre Dame, Central.
Okay, so is there like a you're not in like the Big Ten of this, or it's just you play whoever you get on your schedule, if, you know, if they're in that same D1 class?
Yeah, so at our conference, we play U of M, MSU,
Okay.
Yeah.
Notre Dame,
Joe, filling in the blanks with...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have... Is it a split season type of deal, fall and spring, or is it just one?
It's a split.
Okay. Do you... To me, that's so weird.
Yeah.
But I'm accepting it, interviewing all these student-athletes. You kind of nod your head. It is kind of odd to, like, have one season, then a break, and then a whole other season.
Yeah.
How do you... What do you do in between that? You can't, like, overexert yourself, and then you got nothing left for the spring.
So for the winter, we're lucky enough to use the facilities that Adrian has, so we can just hit all winter.
Okay.
We can throw in there, take live ABs.
But you don't want to... Do you want to do, like, I feel like you're playing baseball your whole academic year. You don't get, you obviously get some time off during holidays, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good at least.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, let's turn it over to you. You're the second person from St. Clair I've asked this. How did you find Adrian College?
I was recruited by Coach Greenwood before he went and took over the women's golf team. He came up, watched me play a few games, and him and I had a good bond that we built together, and he convinced me to come to Adrian and play club baseball for him.
All right, can you repeat that for me? So the golf coach currently, was he the club baseball coach?
Yes, he was our club baseball coach,
okay.
I believe, when we started the program. He was coaching when we won the World Series in 2018. And then he recruited all of us my freshman year and just got a better offer with women's golf. He's great at both sports, but he appreciates the game of golf more, especially being a varsity coach over a club coach, too.
Well, we see success with non-NCAA. I mean, they're not club. You're not just doing it for fun. Like, looking at rocks club. Like, okay, yeah, that's cool. We get together and do that type of stuff. You're not here to... obviously to compete and to win. So he moves over to the golf side. You stick around with baseball for love of the game, and you got some new coaches. If you could talk about your coaching staff, is it one guy trying to herd cats, or is it you have many coaches?
Yeah, so my freshman year was Nora's first year as the coach, and he was just as a one-man show. He tried his best to kind of get a feel for things and see how he's going to do it. And then my sophomore year, we actually had an assistant coach come on, Coach Davies. So those two have been our coaches over the last few years, and they keep us in check.
That's herding cats. I know we're Bulldogs, but it's like, okay, we got – I don't know if you have roster limitations. I mean, you probably have – I don't know, I'm going to guess 40, maybe 50 guys.
I believe we started the year with 43 guys, and I'm pretty sure we can only have – 37 rostered. So we did unfortunately have to leave 6 kids off the roster, but they were able to join when kids transferred or just didn't play the sport anymore.
Wow. And, hence the need for another team, right?
Exactly.
Coming soon to the Nick, right? I mean, that's just another added thing to it. We'll go back to Brock. The facilities, you mentioned the hitting facility, and the playing surface gets a plan at Adrian College is probably in some ways comparable to some other D1s that you might go to and play. So if you could talk about, you know, what's it like playing at the NIC?
Yeah, oh, it's great. I mean, I think in our conference we have the best field, so that's why everyone comes plays here, because, I mean, we have all turf field, so it's all true bounces and stuff.
When you go on the road, I can't think of a great way to say this. Do they put you on the, like, their practice field when you go to, like, U of M or State or Notre Dame, and you don't see their grandiose baseball stadium?
Yeah, sometimes, like, we just played Western at basically like a travel field, like a
or like a
park
one in
field.
A city park.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
no offense to them,
yeah.
But it's a little different than their what their NCAAs get, right?
Yeah, I think last year we played Central, and there was a drainage system in their center field, so they don't. Yeah.
Okay. Use caution, right?
Yeah.
Put a cone there just so you don't run over it.
Yeah.
Joe, if you could talk about, you know, just playing on a field like that at the club baseball level. It's St. Clair's got a real nice field, and it's obviously grass and dirt. You shift over to turf and turf. I mean, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. No. One of the things, because I'm a pitcher only, that's my thing, is I'm good at throwing baseballs. So having a turf mound, it's the same every time. I don't have to deal with guys digging craters up there. I can get up there and do my thing and not have to be worried about the field conditions at all. So I feel like I have a big advantage on the mound when I'm at home.
Is that – I could see, like, okay, if you were on a dirt mound and the groove were what you wanted it – was what you wanted it to be, you're throwing the best you can throw. What if the turf – you have to adjust to your mound, right? I mean, maybe you don't end up liking whether it's the slope or something tweaked with the turf. That's just something you deal with?
Yeah, no, a big issue for pitching on a dirt field is the landing spot. A lot of guys have different strides, and you dig a hole, pretty deep hole, where you land a lot. On turf, it's the same every time. So if I have a shorter stride than most other pitchers do, and pitching on the turf, I have a clean landing spot every time. Don't have to worry about rolling an ankle or losing my balance. Versus on a dirt field, I have to deal with that crater. I have to fill it in between innings and try and give myself something to land on comfortably.
One less thing to think about.
Exactly.
One less variable. Brock, this season, the team, it, with the split season, 12-10 on the year. You are on a four-game heater. You do have wins over number 3 ranked Michigan, 5-4. That was in the middle of the month. Then you went on to explode against Western Michigan, 11-3, 11-1, and 16-3. It's obviously not the two of you doing all the damage. If you could kind of give us a sense of, you know, this team's identity, or are they like, all right, we have a bunch of juniors and seniors, or are you a young team? How would you describe the makeup of this roster? Is it experienced or maybe just young and talented?
I'd say probably a little bit of both, like, because we just got, I think, 16 freshmen. So we're kind of young, but we have older guys that have been playing here, like, starting. But I'd say we're all bought in, even the freshmen. So we're competitive.
Joe, with, you know, I'll just give a round number, 40 guys competing for 30-some jerseys, essentially, and at a roster spot, you have to be in some ways unselfish, right, with your time. So there can't be any, like, I need my innings, I need my at-bats, because there's talent up and down the roster. So it's like, do your best when you can, like, when you get those opportunities. That's an interesting mindset to have, isn't it?
Yeah, no, everyone on the team has a job. They have a role every game we play. Whether you're playing, you know, every inning of every game, or you're allowed as bench warmer, everyone has a job, whether it's boosting team morale, contributing directly to the game, or making sure your team's ready to go. Everyone has an important role, and it takes everyone to get wins.
I'm going to guess my own answer, but then you can elaborate. I'll ask you, Joe, are you put in leadership positions because you're a senior? And then you'll say, yes, I am. And then I'll ask, what kind of leader are you? I don't know the answer, so how would you describe your leadership style?
Okay, yeah, I've been one of the team captains for the last few years now, because I'm one of the first guys that Nor had, given he coached my freshman year. So I've been one of the team captains. With that, I do a lot of individual work with players. I work with the pitching staff a lot because that's where I'm best at. So I make sure our relievers are all ready to go. Do a lot of work with the catchers one-on-one, make sure that they're blocking balls, making sure they're framing pitches. And outside of that, I'm there to boost team morale, make sure everyone's having a good time. I help guys out if they have issues and just make sure everyone's head is in the game.
This kind of leads me into this. Could you see yourself coaching baseball in the future, or do you have any plans after school?
I don't have anything planned right now, but I would definitely love to have an opportunity to coach. It's something I feel that I'm good at, and I'm sure my teammates could back me up on that. But
okay.
I feel like I'm a good leader, and I help make the people around me better.
Brock is nodding his head. So he pitches sometimes, right? You know, giving him some pointers. Very cool. So looking forward, you have 9 games left. You don't have to hit the road. This is all your games are at home. So you play Hillsdale College, 2-game series this weekend on Saturday. Then you have a 3-game series with Notre Dame, 2 with Eastern, and then 2 more with Hillsdale. In this format, Joe, is there a postseason? If there is one, what does that look like? What do you need to do to get there?
Yeah, we do have a postseason. We have a chance if we do go far. We start traveling the country, playing a lot of the other club baseball teams around the area. But in order to get there, we're going to have a strong finish to our season. We need to take 3 against Notre Dame so we can finish 9-6, and that'll keep us competitive in the division. The Hillsdale and Eastern games are non-conference games, but
okay.
We have them on the schedule to stay competitive, make sure we're still moving around, staying loose, just prepare for a chance that we make it to the playoffs.
Is there like I want to say conference, but you said division. Is there a divisional playoff? So like you need to win these games to get to your divisional, which then goes to regional play?
Yeah,
can you walk me through that?
Yeah, we're in a division. We're obviously in our own conference within the division. If we place first in our conference, then we'll go into the divisional round. And also a wild card team will make the divisional round as well.
Okay.
And then if you advance from there, you move on to the region, and that's when we start traveling to a lot more places.
All right, so you need to take care of business against Notre Dame,
yes.
Like you said. So there's still an outside shot for winning your conference?
Yeah, we still have a chance. I believe right now we're leading our entire conference in runs scored, which is a huge deal for trying to make a wild card spot.
Really? Okay.
So it's going to be tough to win the division, given we lost a few games earlier in the year. But if we can win 3 against Notre Dame and just keep scoring a lot of runs and a few other lucky things happen for us, we've got a good shot.
All right. Well, Brock, Joe, thanks for talking to me. Best of luck with your 9 games left. You can see the schedule on AdrianBulldogs.com. But when this team plays, they're home. They have 9 games left. They're all at home. Cheer on the Bulldogs over at the Nick. Guys, appreciate it, and like I said, good luck.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Brock Hudick and Joe Postma from the club baseball team over at Adrian College. With that, we're going to say goodnight for this week. A special programming note for next week, April 7th. We will not be at 7. We will be on at 5 until 6. Saint Sports Weekly from 6 to 7, and then the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Championship. We'll air that right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Thanks to Tara, our server here at Frickers, helps us out every Monday. Megan Abby Lubert with ACTV, Stacy Mitchell, sales manager over at The Cave, and our wonderful sister stations, and for Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios, and all of my guests on the show today. I'm Ian West saying good night and goodbye. This has been the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.